The next patient is Helen Borem, or Borem. B like in boy, O like in Oscar, I like in Roger, E like in Echo, M like in Mike. First name Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Is a 58-year-old white female. That is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B like in boy, A. That is referred to the practice because of the presence of a status post-acute kidney injury, period. The patient has a background of arterial hypertension for 36 years. Excuse me, since she was in the early 30s. And also diabetes mellitus for 22 years. The patient doesn't have any history of diabetic retinopathy, nor the history of laser surgery. The patient was told at one time that she had macular degeneration. However, she took MacuHealth for the sometime. The patient went back to the ophthalmologist, and the lesions that were suggestive of macular degeneration disappeared. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of violent diarrhea. She went into acute kidney failure. In August 31st, 2023, a patient had a creatinine of 1.66, and on September 11 was 2.24. The patient was hydrated, and she was released from the hospital. And now we are in December, and we don't have a recent laboratory workup. The most likely situation is that in the presence of normal kidneys, according to the CT scan, and a 1 plus proteinuria, the patient doesn't have any alteration in the urinary sediment as to suggest diabetic nephropathy by itself. Whether or not the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to the hypertension and the diabetes is another consideration. But I still think that we are dealing with some nephrosclerosis with superimposed acute kidney injury, period. We are going to order laboratory workup and reevaluate the case after she has been asymptomatic. Number two, diabetes mellitus. She says that the blood sugar has been between 100 and 120 most of the time. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hypertension under control. The patient has a blood pressure reading today of 109/78 with a BMI of 23 and body weight of 125 pounds. Following number, the patient has established cholelithiasis with the evidence of some scar tissue. The patient is followed by the gastroenterologist, and she's taking budesonide for the irritable bowel disease that she has. I don't know if the patient has pathology consistent with the with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Following number, hypomagnesemia. That could be associated to the administration of PPIs, Prilosec. We'll reevaluate that situation as well. Hypokalemia most likely associated to hypomagnesemia. Follow a number, depression. The patient is taking SSRIs and Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A. We're gonna reevaluate the case with laboratory workup. We invested a 20-minute review in the hospitalization and the referral. In the face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes in the documentation, 9 minutes.